Hallelujah. We decree and declare, this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare, we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Rosha of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take over on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of this, your people, and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare, in you we move, in you we live, in you we have our being. We decree and declare right relationship take place now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now. We decree and declare the double portion happen this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our comings and our goings. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money making money, creative ideas happen this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind. We decree and declare that God loads us daily with benefits. He is our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth now. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities over the lives of your people. We decree and declare the pouring out of the blessing that we have not room to receive. Amen, people of God. We're going to open the line and pray over in the Holy Ghost. People of God, if you have any distractive noises in your environment, I'm asking that you guard this sacred place and mute yourselves out. Thank you.
Shri Vidya 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 Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for this opportunity to come before you again to pray, God, lifting up my voice. We are lifting up our voices. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing our prayers, God. Thank you for hearing my prayers. Thank you because your arm is not too short and your ear is not closed. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy, for your love and your loving kindness, God, for drawing us together again under this one being on one accord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your covering, your grace, your mercy, your love, your provisions, your guidance, God. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, God. Thank you for your favor, oh God. Thank you, God, for each and every blessing. Thank you, God, for just being in our lives. I thank you. I love you. I praise you, God. I thank you for answering my prayers on a daily basis, oh God. I thank you for hearing my prayers, God. God, I ask you to remember each and every person on the line, each and every prophet, each and every listener, God, bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, protect them, guide them, and keep them, Lord. Look upon those who are sick and shut in, God, whether their names are on the list or not, God. Strengthen them, touch their bodies, touch their minds, give them your healing grace, oh God. And thank you for giving them a mind to even come on the call, God. Thank you that we are not growing weary and impatient, but God, we are waiting on you with hope. That is our expectation, with hope. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love and your grace. God, I ask you to remember the prophets, all of the prophets, the entire school of the prophets, God. Remember Bishop Jordan, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Prophetess Jordan, their family, God. Strengthen them, protect them, cover them, God. Remember your elders, God, Mother Mary, Mother Mary Jordan, Mary Berrien, Prophetess Cleola, God, Dr. McCarthy, God, all of the elders, God, Prophetess Delmas, bless them, strengthen them, help those who are on their way to prophecology, strengthen them, give them the finances and the strength to get there, God, and to be in the midst of all of us, God, spreading their wisdom, God, sharing their wisdom. Oh, thank you, Father, for your covering. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. I ask you to remember the prophetesses who are not on the line tonight. Wherever they are, whatever they're doing, bless them, God, and strengthen them. Prophetess Olivia, Prophetess Barbara, and remember Prophetess Mascarene Cohen and her son, God. Bless them and strengthen them. I also ask you to remember the first family, the Jordans, God, and give them the grace to continue on in their work, oh, God. God, I ask you to look upon our government, oh, God. Look upon our government. Help them make the right decisions regarding the poor, oh, God. You said the poor we would have with us always. However, God, your heart is leaned towards the poor. Bless them. You said woe unto those who would make wrong decisions. In Isaiah chapter 10, God, just look upon them and strengthen them. Give them a mind to do what's right beside your people, oh God. I love you and I praise you, God. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And thank you for healing my body. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Heavenly Father, we come together tonight. We thank you for another opportunity of coming together and gathering with your people to lift up our voices unto you. Thank you for health. Thank you for life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for a sound mind, Lord God. Thank you for a sound body. We bless you and we praise you. Isaiah 58:6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Father, we come tonight as we're praying, and some of us as we're fasting, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens. We come tonight to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Father, we lift up our people, those in the body of Christ that are seeking you with all their hearts and minds. Father, we lift up every prayer warrior. We lift up every member in the body of Christ. We lift up their families, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your purpose be done in each and every single member. And those family members that are wayward, Father, that they be brought back. For salvation is yours, O God, and you have promised salvation to our loved ones and family members. Father, we thank you right now for all the elders. We thank you for the ministers, deacons, deaconesses, O God. Father, we thank you for those members that are connected to POM as they are preparing to come to prophecology. Father, that every hindrance and every obstacle be removed from their pathway to hinder some of them and discourage some of them to come to prophecology. But, Father, we thank you for the strength that you give unto your people, Lord God, as we come together and strengthen one another in prayer, Father, that your purpose and your will be done in each and every one of your saints' lives, oh God. Father, we pray that we receive something from prophecology, and that we be transformed, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Something that each and every person may come seeking for. Some may not know exactly what to seek for. They just want to be there. But, Father, that you will have your way in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Father, that your purpose and your will shall be established to bring us all unto the next level, unto the next phase that you choose for us to move into, oh God. For you're preparing us for the next phase, oh God. And no weapon that is formed against your people shall prosper in the name of Jesus. For you have proclaimed it and you have declared it, oh God, and it is written in your word, oh God. Father, we thank you for those that give themselves of homeland security to protect our nation, to protect our country, oh God. For there are many enemies out there that will seek to destroy this country, oh God. But Father, we lift it up before you. Lord, we lift up those in the seats of government. We lift up the commander-in-chief, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the President of the United States, oh God. For you will have us to lift up the leaders before you in the mighty name of Jesus, that your divine purpose and will be done, oh God. Father, we thank you for each and every test and trial, for we are to give you praise and thanks in all things, you said, not in the small things or in the big things, but in all things. For all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for them who are called according to his purpose. We thank you, mighty God. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you for strength, oh God. We thank you for the knowledge. We thank you for the spirit of understanding, oh God. We thank you for the gifts that you pour unto us. We thank you for your favor and your mercy and your grace, oh God. We thank you that your mercies are fresh and anew each morning, for you strengthen us as we wake up each morning, oh God. May we continue to be focused on you. May we continue to acknowledge you, oh God. May we continue to seek you, oh God. May we continue to have that thirst and hunger after you and after your word, oh God, for that we may grow into the full stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we praise you and we glorify you, for you are truly worthy to be praised and honored. We glorify you and we magnify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Prophetess Barbara.
Father God, we bless your name for new mercies we see each and every day. Hallelujah. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by names. Great is our Lord and great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casted the wicked down to the ground. And Father God, we bless your name. We thank you, God, for you are awesome. You are powerful, God. You are the only God, Father God. You are above all gods, Father God, in our lives, Father God. Thank you for the gathering, Father God, of each and every person on this line, Father God. We're connected here, standing for each other, standing for ourselves, our families, Father God, and proxy. For we believe in touching and agreeing that it is done. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for covering us, God, with favor, favor, favor. As we go to and fro, people that we meet, our light shineth, Father God, and they see us, Father God, and the glory upon us is you, Father God, and we bless your name for that. We thank you, God, for every name mentioned on this prayer list, for you have already shown yourself mighty, mighty, mighty. Miracles, 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 and we know that you will do it abundantly and greatly, Father God, again and again in a day. Each day brings a new mercy, brings a new miracle, Father God, and we bless your name for that. Thank you for the teachings, Father God, that sustain us, Father God, that give us power, God, each and every day, that we are able to stand in it, Father God, as we inhale it, Father God. We breathe this power. We breathe your word, God, that sustains us, God, and we bless your name for it. We thank you for covering everyone that has court situations, Father God, everyone who has marriages, covering the blessing of the unions, Father God. May the people that we come into existence to, Father God, may they be called, Father God. May they be the right network for us, Father God. May you continue to bless the union of the family, Father God, strengthening them in this hour as we all stand on the rock of salvation, Father God. Thank you for our leaders, Father God, our spiritual leaders, as you're just breathing in new word and revelation, and as they feed it to us, we receive it, Father God, that we may again let you always shine, Father God. Thank you, God, for new opportunities, blessing in school situations, Father God, and we thank you, God, for healing. Oh, even showing yourself mighty in Prophetess Alice in this hour, God. We continue to lift up, Father God, our people, Father God. Thank you for touching the ones in Libya. Thank you for even covering and watching those who might not be found, who are lost, who are destitute, Father God. We're believing that you send angels to them, God, to cover, to rescue them. And anything that the wicked has, Father God, we praise your name, for we know that their evil is being revealed in this hour. And we know that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, God. You're an awesome God. You're a miracle worker. You're the all in all. You are our all in all. And I give you the praise, honor, and the glory. Glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalms 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. For the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord, our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Father, we command our day to be fruitful and plentiful, filled with love, joy, and, Father God, peace, because we trust in you. We thank you, Father God, for your favor, God, that the enemy will not triumph over us, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that you will bless us and surround us with favor like a shield, God. We thank you, Father God, that our covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessing, God. We thank you, Father God, that we fear no evil, Lord, because we know that you are with us, God. We thank you, Father God, that your words, your spirit, they comfort us, God. And we thank you, Father God, that our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do, God, will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We thank you, Father God, that we are doers of God, and we are blessed in our deeds, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, God. We thank you that great is the peace of our children, and they are taught by the Lord, God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for favor will cause men to give us the resources to accomplish our assignment, God. We thank you, Father God, that favor will cover us through policies, rules, regulations, and laws to be changed and reversed to the advantage of your people, God. We thank you, Father God, that God's favor will cause us to be established in prosperous businesses, Father. We thank you, Father God, that this is the year of the favor of the Lord. And Father God, we thank you that this is the set time of the favor of the Lord, and it will be manifested in our lives, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are growing in stature, wisdom, and increasing in favor, and favor is being multiplied unto us, God. We thank you, Father God, that the doors are open, the favorable doors are open to our assignment, and no man can shut those doors, God. We thank you, Father God, that you surround us as a shield, and we thank you, Father God, with everyone assigned to us and our destiny, Father God, will show us favor, God. We thank you, Father God, from favor from the Most High, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you heal our souls, God, and that a merry heart is good medicine to our bones, Father. We thank you, Father God, great is the peace of our children. And we thank you, God, that every word that flows through our organ and our body is bringing healing and good health, God, as we begin to speak over in our lives, God. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us wealth for poverty, God, and you have given us health for sickness, God. We thank you, Father God, that it's given to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto our bosom, God. We thank you, Father God, that we sow bountifully, and Father God, we will reap bountifully. We thank you that we are cheerful givers, God, and that God has made all grace abound towards us, Father. We thank you, Father God, that the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want, and there is no lack in us, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are partakers of your divine nature. We thank you, Father God, that we are the head, not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, above and not beneath. We thank you that we are sons of God. We pray for our government this evening, God, and we pray, Father God, for righteousness, Father God, to prevail. We pray, Father God, for justice to prevail. We thank you, Father God, that the heavens are open, God, and we thank you, Father God, for your nature, God. We thank you, Father God, for a good nature. We thank you, Father God, for prosperity. We thank you, Father God, that we are moving, Father God, in our destiny and in our purpose, God. We thank you, Father God, that the footsteps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. We thank you, Father God, that the many plans in a man's heart, Father God, the Lord's purpose will prevail over them all. We thank you for your purpose every day, God. And we thank you, Father God, that the lines have fallen to us in pleasant places and that we have a good inheritance. Father, we give you the glory and the praise, God. We pray for each person on the line. We pray for their families, God. We pray that they will be steadfast in the word, God. We pray that they will diligently run the race, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have your own reward system and justice system, God. You pour out justice on the just and the injustice, God. And the unjust, God. We thank you, Father God, for your favor, and we thank you for community. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
When Solomon finished praying, a bolt of lightning out of heaven struck the whole burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of God filled the temple. The glory was so dense that the priests could not get in. God so filled the temple that there was no room for the priests. When all Israel saw the fire fall from heaven and the glory of God filled the temple, they fell on their knees, bowed their heads, and worshiped, thanking God. Yes, God is good. His love never quits. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. Father God, we ask that you consume our sacrifice, consume our offering and our petition, consume halabashata, and receive us even now. And we ask, Lord God, that you burn up the dross, burn up the works of the flesh. Burn up, Arabasha Talabasa, every unclean thing, and purify us even now. Lord God, let your presence feel this call even now. Let everyone on this line experience the strength and the fervor of your anointing. Father God, consume us, Lord. Let the zeal of God consume us as you presence yourself with us even now. Father God, sanctify everyone on this call. Set us apart for your service in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, no flesh shall glory in your sight. And God, we thank you for your love and your grace, your mercy and forgiveness. For it is by the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up our archbishop. We lift up our pastor. We lift up our first family. God, we even lift up the Shin family and our class masters, Prophetess Gloria Jean Kelly, Prophetess Cynthia Sumter, Prophetess Cynthia Clark, the Voices, God, we ask, Lord God, that you cover them. Strengthen them. Lord God, let fresh oil pour upon them as they have been the foundation and of home. And God, you have allowed them to stand faithful with the Master Prophet. And we ask for a special blessing upon them. God, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory for your grace. We give you the glory for the breakthrough and the answer. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, it is another day's journey, and I am so glad about it. Thank you all for being on the court. Well, it's just a few days now, and we will be in the place called there, the birthing house, the latter rain, at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square, February 23rd through the 26th. That's right, Prophecology. Amen. And although registration is closed, you may still attend. For a donation of $2,500, we'll give you full access to the conference, to the workshops, to the services. Amen. You don't want to miss it. There's surrounding hotels if there's no availability at the Crown Plaza, but you can access this conference. It promises to be an amazing experience. Master Prophet and Lady Deborah always over deliver. You may sow that seed at 888-831-0434. Amen. Or you can text. Well, no, you don't want to text to give because you want to speak to someone at the customer care. Amen. But you don't want to miss what God is going to do at this amazing conference. If you have not been able to arrange and make yourselves available for this Prophecology, you can set up your Book of the Month 4 and begin sowing towards the next conference, which is in July. Amen. Book of the Month 4. Amen. You can set that up again at 888-831-0434. Amen. And you don't want to miss it because by being a member of the Book of the Month Club, your accommodations and hotel food will be covered at the conference. Amen. And you don't want to miss an opportunity to be among the prophets. Amen. Now, join Master Prophet, the Archbishop, for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at this same number, Monday through Saturday. And then 12 noon Monday through Friday, Pop Life Radio live conference call. Amen. They are discussing all things prophecology. Come prepared. Amen. It's interactive. You may ask questions, find out more information about the upcoming conference and what to expect. Also, if you are seeking guidance and if you are inquiring about the prophetic ministry, if you have an inkling to a proclivity to and are drawn to the prophetic because you sense a prophetic gifting and a call upon your life, it is possible that what you seek is seeking you. Join the Poem Seekers call at 641-715-3631. The passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign. You can join those calls Tuesday and Friday, 9 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m., amen, for interactive conversation and teaching out of the materials that are required study for those who are seeking to be inducted into the prophetic order. Amen. 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, join Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of the most gifted name, trusted name in the prophetic. And I tell you, Prophet Joshua has been pouring out of his soul. That man of God is just has shifted gears, and God has just catapulted him into the next level. And you don't want to miss these live interactive teachings with our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan. Amen. If you have a prayer request, go to PastorDeborahJordan.com. Submit your prayer request there that we may lift up and stand with you for the manifestation of your miracle. Amen. And I encourage you to sow into this anointing. Lay your gift upon the altar, a gift of worship, a gift of honor, thanking God, a gift of sacrifice, thanking God for the answer to prayer, the manifestation of your miracle. Amen. Text to give at 646-762-0433. Again, 646-762-0433. Don't forget to respond. Check your emails. That's right. Check your emails. Respond to the letters. Archbishop is, he just doesn't sleep very much because he gets those letters out in the wee hours to his partners. And he gives you the word through these letters and prophetic instructions and in terms of what seed to sow. Amen. And I tell you, it is important, it is imperative that we sow according to knowledge. For the word of the Lord says that for the commandment is a lamp, the law is right, and reproof of instruction are the way of life. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. We need those prophetic instructions. Amen. Not just going to church and dropping, you know, an offering in the basket. We need to sow according to knowledge. Amen. So check your emails. Respond to the letters that Archbishop has sent out, and you shall live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. Listen, again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your stand. Thank you for being a yes company of prophets. You did it again. Pastor Deborah Jordan, our leading lady, honors you and is so appreciative for your faithful labor of love. Amen. She's able to focus and travel with our Archbishop and do the things that God calls her off to do, knowing that we're standing in her stead and standing in the gap and keeping this prayer wheel turning. Amen. We are, the fire on the altar will not go out. Amen, because of your stand, and we thank you. Amen, and Archbishop thanks you, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate each of you, amen, for being a yes. God bless you. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and see you on another Midnight Cry, Sunday to Sunday, Monday to Monday, Saturday to Saturday, 7 days a week, 12 a.m., Eastern Standard Time. God bless you is my prayer. Peace.